A toxic waste site in Watertown is drawing renewed attention from residents and city leaders. New York Air Brakes chemical dump on the north side of town was cleaned up back in the 1990s. State environmental officials say it's been monitored since then, and they're convinced it's safe for neighbors and wildlife. But people who live nearby say they have health problems traceable to the site, and they fear it still poses a health risk. WRVO's Joanna Richards reports.
Andy Williams grew up on the north side of Watertown. One day about 5 years ago, a hammer fell out of his hand. He couldn't pick it up. Then he started having mysterious leg cramps.
I was having 300 to 400 Charlie horses a day. My muscles were just tightening up, and I was going to the hospital every day to get shot up with, you know, muscle relaxers and Valium and whatever. And it just got to the point where I wanted to kill myself.
Williams is now considered 100% disabled. But instead of self-destruction, he set his efforts towards learning about and treating his condition. Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic suspect a mitochondrial disorder might be responsible for his illness. Williams walks me out to Oily Creek behind his old house. It connects to Kelsey Creek, a larger waterway that runs through the neighborhood. Williams looks around at his childhood haunt, the place he suspects is the real cause of his illness.
You know, when we were kids, we had a tree fort right over here in the corner. And we used to hang out in here, and we used to have forts and play war. And but the creek runs right down through here and comes right up, and there's my house right up in there.
At the time, both creeks contained toxic chemicals. They were dredged by the State Department of Environmental Conservation as part of a larger cleanup of the New York Air Brake industrial site in the late 1990s. Polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, were found there, as was the industrial solvent trichloroethylene, or TCE, which is known to cause neurological problems. But Williams fears the effects of the chemicals might not be all in the past. Last month, he and other Northside residents organized a neighborhood meeting. A representative of famous environmental activist Aaron Brockovich came to speak. More than 200 people showed up. Residents said they were worried about elevated rates of cancer and other illnesses on the north side. Mayor Jeff Graham called for the DEC to hold a public information session about the site.
We want to hear what their concerns are so that we can in turn explain to them what was done here historically and listen to them about what concerns they have.
That's DEC's Region 6 Director Judy Drabicki. She invited Williams and others to a closed-door meeting, also attended by elected officials, last week. But Drabicki says the department probably won't be doing more testing around the New York Air Brake site, despite requests from the activists.
We have to be convinced that there's a reason to do it so that the company will pay for it, because otherwise the taxpayers of the state pay for it, and it really should be the responsible party. You can't just keep going back and doing more and more sampling and study unless you've got a reason to.
Drabicki says the case was reopened 5 years ago. New science was showing that contaminated soil vapors from near the plant could get into nearby homes. Homeowners around the plant were invited to have their air and ground tested, but only a handful opted into the program. And one house was given a radon system after elevated levels of chemicals were found underneath it. The DEC says the Department of Health signed off on all of its cleanup plans and that no continuing threats exist. Monitoring at the industrial site continues every year. The DEC says it can't speak to the problem of contamination before the cleanup. Before 1980, it was legal for companies to dump chemicals into the surrounding environment. The Department of Health didn't return calls for this story, but officials from the agency are expected to participate in a public information session a few weeks from now, along with the DEC. The date hasn't yet been set. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.